RCR, M4WHM.
That's Bernice over in the background, moving pots and pans around. How's your day going?
I'm just sitting here at my desk and doing a little studying for the exam, taking some practice tests, and if I'm not sure or don't know the answer, I'm looking it up, trying to commit it to memory, so I'll make some sense out of it. I don't want to embarrass myself here in about a week and a half.
Want to do that, just look in the mirror.
Well, you are correct there. That's why I have very few mirrors in the house. That way I don't have to look at a dummy all the time.
You should have said that's one, Tom. Oh, it's too early in the morning on Sunday for that. Hey, can you open another window and I'll show you a little trick. If you can open another window on your screen. Okay, go to www.dxsummit.com.
DxSummit.com.
You see, what's it say up here? Well, actually, up in the... I just go to DX Summit. It's up in my favorites there. It says, My DX Summit. But the actual website says, new, N-E-W, dot, DX Summit, dot, Fox India, small letters, Fox India, stroke, pound, stroke. You might try that, new.dxsummit.fi, forward stroke, pound, symbol, and then another stroke. See if that comes up.
Throw it in Google, that didn't come right up.
Just go www.dxsummit.com. Like QRZ, but there's a thing on there I wanted to show you.
What now?
On top of the list now, they're showing a 9 alpha, 1 alpha. Well, it just changed. But you can see all the call signs there. Click on that OD5PY. Oh, it moved. Just click on any of them. Tell me which one you clicked on.
When you click on it, it gives you some options to show the gray line, show QRZ, club log, vocap. Which one should I choose?
Go to that vocap.
I clicked on, man, these things change quick. I'm going to click on one in November 1, Romeo Mike.
I can find that. How far down there is that one? Well, I don't see that one right offhand. Anyways, I'll just click on one here. And you see that circle there? Take your mouse, and if you look at the bottom, it'll say 0 through 100% there in colors. Okay, go to the darker, take your mouse and scroll. Now, this is for that call sign. You can scroll it over. For example, the one I'm looking at here is a Russian call sign. And the outside is Universal Coordinated Time, which right now it's 1454. But if you put your mouse up there, and it'll tell you in the center then, if you put it over a yellow or green block, or the higher the percentage, the more apt you are to make contact with that contact at that time of day. So mine's saying this contact I got here to Russia says 19 Universal Time. On 17 meters, but I can move it just a little bit and it'll tell me what's 20 meters. And I move it again, it'll tell me what's 30. Or I can go up and it'll tell me what's up here on the other bands. And it'll show you in the center your percentage of likelihood from your location. Now, I think there at the first, you got to choose your location.
It's not seeing where I'm at. Let me see if I can figure out how to put in my location.
Yesterday, and I think after I clicked on one, it said you need to choose your location. And then it's got short path and something else on there. But at any rate, tells you the miles and your possibilities of making the contact and how many percent chance there is. So, for example, the 3 Delta 2 now is real popular in Conway Reef. And if you see a 3 Delta 2 pop up, you click on it, click on that vocap, and go down there and you look at each of the bands, and it'll tell you that in the afternoon, as I'm going by memory now, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, it's good on 12 meters and whatever other band it might be on, it'll show you that.
Interesting. I'll have to play with this a little bit and figure out how to get my location and everything in it, and this will be neat. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, I didn't know if Gary used that or not. Him and his son come up here yesterday and visited and really enjoyed it. Bernie sent him home with some apple strudel she just made. But yeah, as you move your mouse over that, you focus your eyeball there in the center right after you do, and it'll tell you at what time. And like, I'm looking at the Delta 60 now, which is Comoros Island, and it's 8,671 miles. Well, I looked at this yesterday, which I haven't been regularly for quite a while, but the DX is coming back some. So I looked at it and I said, yeah, at 2100, ought to be good on 12 meters or 15. So I went downstairs and first call, I got Comoros Island, which is way out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, on 12 meters. Unfortunately, he doesn't do logbook of the world. You'd have to send for a card, and I'm not likely to do that. But if I see that I haven't got it, I might. You're supposed to throw in a two or three, whatever you want to put in, bucks. They call them, they don't call them dollars on there because that would be illegal. Green stamps is what they call them. Say include 2 green stamps for postage. You got to be careful about what countries you send that to, because a lot of countries will steal the money out of it and then send it on or just get rid of it, you know.
Not everybody lets things go through like they do here.
Expensive anymore. I've seen them $5. I've seen them $10. And most of the time it's like $2, but postage has gone up, of course. So I don't know what the going rate is now. But that's really handy. And then there's another feature on there, and you can go up there at the top, and it says filters. And you can click on filters, and it will filter the bands that you're interested in and get rid of all the rest of the stuff that you're not.
Played with that right before you said something. I've been click happy on here, going through it while we're talking.
Yeah, I just put it in my bookmarks, and then that way I can just click on it or else create an icon for it. And I'll go back and forth between that and QRZ. A lot of guys stick their nose up at QRZ, but I've used it for about 27 years now, and it's really good as far as I'm concerned. But it don't have these vocab predictions on it, and it don't have the filters on it. So this has some pluses. Most of the like Bob and different ones that are big into DX, they use this one quite a bit. And it will give you a good idea when the propagation will be there, but, you know, only the good Lord knows that in the ionosphere. Getting a leg cramp. Old age. Yeah, we had a lot of fun yesterday. Walked way down out back. I showed him the game camera and a few other things down there. And went through some operations of things related to that. And it was really enjoyable. And his son was really nice to get to know. And Bernice visited with him some too. Dang, that leg cramp hurts, Bill.
Bananas.
You already had bananas, already had peaches, already had Raisin Bran, all in one cereal.
Fever there, Tom, but maybe you need to do the old-fashioned trick and drink you some pickle juice.
I use that stuff that, it's in there on the dresser every night. And it works pretty good. This bar stool here at the counter here, you know where my radio's at. It rubs my calf muscle there in the wrong place when I'm sitting there. Haven't been sitting there very long. I just come over here to call Gary and have a small piece of that apple strudel and another cup of coffee.
Go for some apple strudel right now. I hadn't even had breakfast. I got up and took Lana out and been tinkering around. Then I sat down here about an hour ago and started studying. And I just, time gets away. I didn't even realize it, but it's just after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I got around a little bit late this morning. But Gary and them wore me out yesterday walking around. And we visited the chickens. And then he went up to Chad's afterwards. imagine his wife was about ready to kill him, Joy. But he told me, he says, she's a lot like Bernice. And whenever I leave home to go visiting, she knows that it's going to be a while.
I talked to Chad a little bit ago on the radio, and he was supposed to be out in the yard working, but he was talking on the radio in his work trailer, and he was hiding from Anna, so he finally had to go. She come out the door looking for him. He was supposed to be putting up some lights for the fire pit. They're having a little party tonight. He said his son's gonna do the pop the question today, so after that, they all getting together and going to have some barbecue.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. Anna needs to slap him around a little bit more regular.
She needs to keep him in check. Make him feel like he's back in boot camp.
shoot. Yeah, I was talking to Gary. He went to boot camp in Orlando. I didn't know they had one there for reservists, I think. That's what he said, but he might correct me on that, but I think that's what he said. And, Steve, he didn't have no idea there was a boot camp in San Diego, but they shut it down quite a few years ago, I think. So now they send all the Navy guys to Great Lakes. That's the only one going. And I think Fort Jackson's still the biggest in the United States.
I watched a video last night about the oldest recruit ever to go through basic training in 2020. He was 59 years old. He originally went through boot camp in 78. And long story short, he was in and out over the years, and he was in as recent as 2010 and got out, and he had 2 years left to get his 20-year retirement from the Army, so he wanted to go back, and it took him about a year to get everything set up, and by the time it got set up, the new PT test and new restrictions or new regulations come out, and so he had to go back through boot camp at 59 years old. So he was on there explaining that. That was quite a story.
Good Lord, I wouldn't even have thought they would have allowed that. Well, when we were president of the band boosters back home in Kansas, we took the kids to the oldest fort in the United States in the Marine Corps, and it was established in 17-something. I'm telling you, that was really an experience. We got to see the United States Marine Corps band, marching band, on the field. And if you, oh man, it's just ungodly beautiful to see. I've never seen anything like it. Of course, everybody's got their drill team, the Army and the Air Force and the Navy. But I'm telling you, those Marine guys were just awesome. And then we got to go inside and observe the United States Marine Corps Orchestra, which is for the president's own. And then that band was the president's own band. Wow. Them guys are sharp, Bill.
People can say what they want, but when it comes to precision and being polished, the Marines lead the way. They do some excellent work in their drill teams and everything. So, but yeah, they're very, very articulate in how they carry out those moves and instructions, and I enjoy watching videos of them. Never had a chance to see them live.
Never forget. It just, you can see the videos of them, of course, but one of the things that was most impressive, there was two of them were standing back to back with fixed bayonets, and they flipped those pieces end over end, and they weren't facing each other, Bill, and you know, and I know from doing close order drills, you want to hear one pop. You don't want to hear pop pop like that. And end over end with a fixed bayonet with their backs to each other, and you heard snap when they grabbed that rifle. It was unbelievable.
That takes a lot of practice, a lot of confidence, but a lot of practice. And I've seen them do that on video, and I'm like, I don't know how long they prepared for that, but you know, you take the guards of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, it takes them about an hour and a half once they get dressed to get ready to go out, because of the way they inspect their uniforms and have each other check them and everything. I mean, there's some great qualities, respect, and honor, and tradition, and a lot of the military stuff. I don't think a lot of people see it or recognize it, but I sure do.
This is N0TR. Well, I got to tell you, those guys were just as impressive at the Tomb of the Unknown. We've been there three times, and wouldn't mind, I don't know. I'm just not able to go back anymore, but it was sure something to see. And the first time I went up there, I was going to a school in Staunton, Virginia, and I got to National Airport, Washington, D.C., and I asked this lady, I said, I got 3 hours, and I want to see some monuments, and I'd never been there before, from Kansas, of course. And she said, well, just get on the metro. And I said, well, I'd like to go to Arlington first. And she said, get on the metro, which is just right across the street over there, which was quite a little walk. and you can ride right down there. And I did. Well, that walk up to the Tomb of the Unknown is really a long one, shall we say. But I was in a lot better health then. So I walked up there and I seen all of that. Then I come back and I come to the counter to fly from Washington over to Staunton, Virginia on a puddle jumper on a little airline. I forgot to set my watch to Eastern Standard Time and the plane was already gone.
I've had that happen to me when I used to travel back in the 90s, going between time zones, and I'd set it to the wrong one or not set it at all and try to, you know, do it in my head. And I've unfortunately missed a few appointments and flights. It's no fun.
Ahead of me, man, he was filthy mouthed and mean and just give that lady a really bad time. I don't know what that was about, but when I come up there to check in, she told me, you missed your plane. And she told me why. You know, and I looked at my watch, and I said, oh, man, I didn't set my watch up. I said, you know, if I'd have been a little more observant and not so stupid, I wouldn't have forgot that. And she says, wait till this guy gets a little further away. And as soon as he got over there where he couldn't hear us, she put me on the next flight.
APA. Sometimes being nice is gets you a lot farther down the line. Go ahead, K4 CPA.
I just heard you and Tom in there chit-chatting. I just thought I'd say hello and see what are y'all up to. I know Tom's probably not up to a whole lot.
Is what you say, Dave?
Probably not up to a whole lot.
But I'll give you a one on that one. But you heard that long lag before Bill answered. He was just trying to kind of avoid you, I think, wasn't you, Bill?
Didn't think how to bring him in without, you know, making it too easy or too hard.
You know, at least I didn't do like I did the other night. I was checking in to the one of the sideband nets, and I forgot to give my call sign. I was so busy telling the net control operator, you know, how good his signal sounded, I forgot to give him my call.
But with age, Dave. Well, I suppose you've been to church and you're now going to go play tennis. Is that correct? Saturday, Bernice corrected me.
Well, that would be negative and negative, so that'd be a double negative on that one.
Go ahead.
So, didn't you just arrive at a car show?
And I saw all I wanted to see and met who I wanted to meet, and I just left. There's no charge for it, and they got some nice cars out there. I was just interested in looking at some of the Mustangs that were around my year Mustang and to see what they'd done to them. One lady had I forget what year it was or is, but it was beautiful. Roush Mustang that made 800 horsepower, and so anyway, she said she got pulled over by she was racing two Camaros, and of course she was out running them, and she got pulled over by the police, and they couldn't believe there was a 62-year-old woman behind the wheel. they were just laughing when they walked. She said when they walked up to the car, so she said They just told her to slow down.
A picture of that new one the grandson got. They decided to give it to him yesterday. And then they took him and his girlfriend to the drive-in movie theater. I don't know if Bud want to go to the drive-in movie theater with Mom and Dad, but he's not old enough to drive yet. So I guess he had to.
You have to get there how you can. I guess Mom and Dad was the best mode and the most available mode for going to the drive-in last night. But if he's, hopefully he'll get his license and be a good driver and not get in any trouble like myself or others I know. We were always 10 foot tall and bulletproof at 16.
Yeah, I know how that is. I vaguely remember those days.
Up a guy. I don't want Bernice to hear this. I had motorcycles, and I had a little halo over my head. I just wouldn't do that kind of thing.
Hey, don't you, Bill?
I mean, I got a book here that I keep on my desk. I put notes in, and sometimes I'll write stuff down and put a little star beside it and for future reference. And I'm going to write that one down.
Be careful, because the good Lord has a place for liars, and it's a lot hotter than it is here in the kitchen. You get that picture, Dave?
No, because I'm driving and can't look at my phone right now, but soon as I can, I will look at it.
That, and I admire you for it. I don't mess with mine either. Oh, I just leave it alone. If the daughter wants to talk to me, she can call me on the phone if I'm driving, because I'm not going to text while I drive. Man, I just hand it to Bernice, and usually she'll respond to whoever's texting.
So, I mean, yeah, my wife and I are together. That's what I do. But she rarely rides in the Mustang. She doesn't particularly care to ride in it and get in and out of it. And so I pretty much have it to myself.
Well, that's not a real bad thing, but it's good to have company on trips. And Tom, I sent you a link back on your email. Shows active hams in your area by your call sign. And I'm sitting here trying to read my email. I hadn't checked it in about a day on my personal account. So, but yeah, when it comes to driving, I don't text. And I try not to even talk on the phone. I just get easily distracted. I'll talk on the radio. I seem to be able to do that. But phone conversations, I don't know. I get to wanting to use my hands and carry on. So I got to keep one on the wheel and one off the phone, because you can't touch the phone in Georgia. It has to be all Bluetooth.
More of a piece of cake. Although DJW said he had a lot of fun setting up all the apps for his wife's car for her when he got that new one. They got a newer Avalon, our 2011. But the Bluetooth does work, but it was a pain to set up. And what do they call that? Not marrying it together, but whatever. So they talked to each other. And Dave, I was really amazed at how comfortable the seats were in Isaac's new car. They come over and give us a ride in it. And it's a little more tamer than like yours. It's got that 4.6 in it and not got the loud mufflers, but I'm sure he'll probably put them on there. But they're going to put a new air box on it, I know. It's a V8. It's a 2007. It's got, I looked at the odometer, it had 33,000 miles on it. Didn't have a scratch on it. Apparently these people up in Connecticut had it and just used it for a summer car because it didn't have any rust on it. And I found one little scratch on it underneath the front bumper where they pulled up to a parking place and had some of those bumpers that rub up against your bottom bumper a little. That's not out of the ordinary, though. Well, I hope he's sane with it. He seems to be. But he's got to get his permit here in a few days, and then he'll be good to go.
Jump out of here. I've been sitting for about 2 hours. I got to get up and get moving. So enjoyed the conversation, Dave. Hope you had a good time at the car show, seeing that car. Tom, as always, enjoyed it, and appreciate that website. I got it bookmarked. So y'all have a great day. It's M4WHM. I'll be clear on your finals.
Going 73. Enjoy your day, KP4CCA.
This morning, Bill, and I'm glad you jumped in there. And you too, Dave. And I'm going to get up and move around some, too. But yeah, I'm tickled to death for him. And we may give him that driving school thing for his birthday, unbeknownst to him yet. But, I got a thing from... a friend in the Career Amateur Radio Club, and Sam Nakano, he's a naturalized citizen from Japan, and still a little broken English at times and that, but he's just a fine gentleman. KP3U, if you ever hear him, and it shows a map of the COVID in the United States, and it shows the highest concentration of it in Spartanburg, South Carolina. That's rather sad. Anyways, Dave, you have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you after a while. I need to get up and move around, too. I put some of this TheraWorks on for leg cramps, but they're bothering me here, so I'll go out and visit with the girls out back, the chickens. KB4CBA and 0TR, 73's, Dave.
Have a good one, and tell Bernice hello, KB4CVA Mobile.